Welcome to episode 5 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. This episode is a taboo review of the movie Dogma. This review was written and delivered in his own voice by Madera D'Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody.
In this podcast, I will be talking with you about a movie named Dogma. This film originally was released in 1999 and then followed by a 25th year anniversary re-release in 2025. You may have heard that activists within the Roman Catholic Church in the United States, who, by the way, never even saw this film, complained and protested against it. Hey, anyone remember their names? Of course not. They are deservedly forgotten. In the first place, the complainants and the protesters were blips on an old-style radar screen from the 20th century. Who cares today? They all disregarded the wisdom that if you want to get notoriety by talking down a movie, you gotta at least have the courage to view the film first. Okay? Dogma is a comedy about particular beliefs and teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. It was written and directed by Kevin Smith, who also appears on screen as a character named Silent Bob. Were it not for Kevin Smith, Dogma would never have been created and released to the world. Dogma, if nothing else, is Kevin Smith's message to the world about his respect for and doubts about the Roman Catholic Church in the United States. So, you may want to know, what are the taboo aspects regarding the movie Dogma? Come on, if somebody writes a screenplay and directs a film that is meant to make audiences think while they laugh about the Roman Catholic Church in the United States, that represents a clear taboo. Organized religion is not often perceived as a topic that should or could serve the purposes of comedy. You can see what I'm saying here. It's easy to understand why activists in the late 20th century would speak out against the movie Dogma, even though their allegations and claims about the movie stand today as utterly naive and intellectually weak. Be quiet and just say a little prayer, okay, people? When it was first released, the movie Dogma aimed to be deliberately blasphemous. What does that mean? It means Kevin Smith chose to write about the Roman Catholic Church in the United States using specific language that poked fun at beliefs and teachings that many believers considered to be sacred. The first time I saw the movie Dogma was 25 years ago. The second time I saw the movie Dogma was at a 25th year anniversary screening in 2025. I did not perceive that the 25th anniversary film's content had been altered compared to the original release. But to me, this movie stands today as a relic of a bygone time and culture. This movie comes across as more than just a little out of sync with the here and now of 2025. Yes, I chose to laugh at some of the extremely clever material written by Kevin Smith. For example, he chose to go with the notion that if angels from heaven were to walk among us mortals here on earth, they would have foldable and extendable wings, but no genitals or anuses. I don't remember ever being taught that from the Vatican teachings, do you? Why would you want to watch the taboo movie Dogma? Fair question. If you are a fan of the works of Kevin Smith, that's the crucial starting point. Kevin Smith began as an independent filmmaker in his native New Jersey. His very first film, Clerks, released in 1994, had a major impact upon independent filmmakers across the United States. That's worthy of praise, in my opinion. You may also want to watch Dogma because several well-known actors play unforgettable on-screen characters. I first must mention the standout appearance of Matt Damon, who plays a homicidal angel seeking revenge against the Almighty. The late Alan Rickman delivers another strong and very noteworthy performance as an angel who serves as the voice of God. And the last of the three standout roles I want to mention from the movie Dogma belongs to the late George Carlin, who plays a Roman Catholic cardinal in New Jersey trying to be trendy and contemporary. But honestly, I found many of the remaining cast members' acting performances in the movie Dogma to come across, for me, as way too cartoony or even cliché. Kevin Smith certainly went the distance as a film writer and director to provide audience members a lot to think about while they were chuckling or maybe even laughing out loud while viewing the movie Dogma. There is, for example, one character in this movie known as an excrement monster. You should probably Google those keywords. If you were not born and raised into the Roman Catholic Church in the United States, this movie may not do much for you one way or another, so you can probably just choose to skip it. Others of you may get some benefit from watching it. But if you hold dear certain Roman Catholic dogmas, you may end up feeling obliged after you stop laughing to say three Hail Marys and two Our Fathers as your penance. And as they say in Rome, et cum spiritu tuo.
Thank you, Madera D'Souza, for the taboo review of the movie Dogma. You have been listening to episode 5 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. Thank you for listening to this Taboo Podcast from Vegas.